if you think your minority gets it hard, some of them really get it bad. You know, the ones that aren't even acknowledged by virtually anyone, and getting extreme propaganda from virtually everyone without even knowing it. That's anonymity for you, man. Think of a system change that absolutely no one wants to know about, and go for it. It's fun.
Touching on the right side of her upper abdomen, saying, "Doctor, doctor, it's my gallbladder."
Mute boy, you're known as mute boy in our friends. Why aren't you being mute right now?
I won't say a word then.
I disappear behind two people. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna kind of fuck with him. Make you look around, kind of look for me.
Why are you playing games? Why are you fucking with me? I wasn't fucking
with you. Because I want to. I'm a girl.
But
I wasn't fucking.
No, but I wasn't fucking with you. What's your point you're trying to make right now?
My point is, it's my fault if I'm away from you for 2 seconds and a guy hits on me.
It wasn't the whole thing like that.
Oh, no, but you made it sound like my legs were spread eagle and I had a cucumber on my fucking cunt. And guys were coming to me going, "Oh, yeah, dude, I mean, come on, this is bullshit."
Despite the fact that we soaked them off.
Look at that grimace. Look at that fun. We could be back in the cutting room. I could be over here, you and I, to have this conversation.
Well, I would never dare to cut this off, but it was just... You knew my worry. I keep repeating it.
Now, Juliet learned to do this.
Yes. She spent 2 weeks with a real chocolate maker, learning how to make chocolate. And I think you can tell right there that she picked up on those lessons.
With a mind, with neuronal feedback. You see, what I'm suggesting is that love will be the key by which they acquire a kind of subconscious, never before achieved, an inner world of metaphor, of intuition, of self-motivated reasoning, of dreams.
The dreams.
Yes.
How exactly do we pull this off?
You know, it occurs to me, with all this animus existing against mechas today, it isn't simply a question of creating a robot who can love, but isn't the real conundrum, can you get a human to love them back?
See, the AI robot is really ourselves. We're hoping him get back in touch with the real internet. The one that has we've been offline from for about 90,000 years or so. Certainly back till before TV Guide. The tablets. So it's silly to try to get the outside inside when the current worldview is to do the reverse. So if that movie ever gets made, you know who did it right away.
Ours will be a perfect child caught in a freeze frame, always loving, never ill, never changing. With all the childless couples yearning in vain for a license, our little Mecca will not only open up a completely new market, it will fill a great human need.
Engineers tell me that it's more dangerous for that plane to stay on the ground. That it will rust out faster than it will wear out up into the heavens. They tell me that that ship will collect more barnacles in the harbor and become unseaworthy faster than it will sailing the high seas. And they tell me that if that house stays empty, that it will deteriorate faster than if you do not have someone living in that house.
Welcome to the real world.
Day of it in an oil form, which is hard to assimilate. We use it in a palmitate form, and we use it in a beta-carotene form.
Can I help you?
Roses are if you love somebody, right?
Roses are the classic choice. But other flowers could achieve the same effect.
What if you can ask her to marry you?
Oh, how lovely. Well, roses would be the perfect choice.
But she turned out to be a cheating coward and ran off with some shithead that she met at traffic school. What color would you give a coward?
But you haven't answered my question. If a robot could genuinely love a person, what responsibility does that person hold toward that mecha in return?
12. Yellow.
Great. 12 dozen. Yellow roses sent to this address, please.
What would you like the card to say?
Fuck you, cunt.
I think it would be more personal if you write that.
What was odd was that I did this several days in a row, and I used to get out earlier than all the other people because it was like a shortcut, because I would know ahead of time what would be wrong with my patients, and it would help me work them up faster. How can we know that that's what we're feeling? Sometimes people describe it as a gut feeling, or I just knew something. How do we know that that's intuition when we feel that? Like, I'm sure someone in the audience has a grandmother who says, I knew in my bones you were going to fail out of that exam. I told you, but you didn't listen to me. Another person will say, I felt it in my gut. I knew those stocks would go belly up, which is why I encourage you people to sell ahead of time. And so on. You can feel it in your chest. You can get visions. Some women get visions.
Planes are built for flying. Ships are built for sailing. Houses are built for living. And man, too, was built for purpose. He was designed for accomplishment. He's engineered for success. He's endowed with the seeds of greatness. And the greatest danger we as human beings have is when we do not do anything at all.
The Alieri comes from recognizing that.
Sudden vision, Satori, breaking, wowie! And the doors of the mind are blown apart. And there sits the ordinary old man. That's just little you, you know? Lightning flashes, sparks shower. In one blink of your eyes, you've missed seeing.
Thank you. very strange.
Der Verena sieht aus wie eine Mischung.
Schön auf dem Mund, ganz weit auf dem Mund.
Ganz
gut,
noch weiter, noch weiter.
Ja, so ist gut. Richtig weit und Zunge raus dabei, ja.
Schön Hühnchen machen, ne?
Schön auf den Mund.
Hühnchen.
Schön auf, ganz weit aufmachen. Ja, so ist lecker.
Ups.
Wow. Ober, ober, und wieder ran. Ran an den Feind, fang den Strahl.
Fang den Strahl.
Oh ja, verdammt wieder auf. Wir müssen noch eine Weile kommen.
Vielleicht nicht vergilt, machen, einfach schlucken, ne? Wenn es nicht mehr voll wird, dann wird es überfüllt, ne? Bevor es überfüllt ist, muss man es runtertrinken.
Schön.
Lux? Schön, Lux. Ja. Lux?
Stop 100 young men, age 25, on any street, USA. Follow them until they're 65 years old, and of those who are still living, you will discover that only 5 of them have succeeded financially.
Das kannst du aber auch besser hinkriegen. Das nächste Mal bestrafe ich dich dafür.
Was hat er denn gemacht überhaupt?
Es hat ich...
acting like so nonchalant when you're psycho.
Well, I'm not gonna...
All of a sudden you grab my arm and you pull me out of that club like I was
I'm
a fucking chihuahua.
ATM.
You
want anything? Right? Yeah, thanks, bro. You want anything?
Yes, you know what I
Seven
want.
Out.
Hot dogs, something to fuel my system. Somebody's an asswipe.
Uh-oh. So you guys been faithful to each other the last 2 years?
Oh, totally. We live together. And I think I'm a pretty cool girlfriend. I mean, we go to strip clubs, we do everything, you know.
Sounds
I'm like
it.
Tonight, she was wearing basically nothing. And I'm both like, oh my god, she's got a perfect body. She seriously did. And I was like, because I'm like a big bone girl, you know, and those were like petite little girls that worked there.
Do you want to marry him?
No, I mean, we're not even, I'm not even there.
2 years, though.
I know.
Get your hot dog and Sprite. Baby.
Cool. ATM port?
Yeah, thank
cool.
God.
hot dog smells good.
Want one? I should have got you.
Oh my god!
What?
This is salsa, not ketchup!
What do you like salsa?
It's
go
taco sauce, you...
I'm sorry,
I cannot just... believe I just put... Oh my god.
Thank you.
This isn't mustard, it's lemon juice!
No. You want to make him your policeman? That is not right. And you know, to President Bush and the government of the United States, you're not a reliable partner in... up there, let me say to our president, President Bush,
she knows it, and she's done everything she can to cut it down. I mean, she designed this garment herself with the idea of making it gracious and graceful, and she hands it well. She hands herself beautifully. You see this? Okay, and this is what you do with fashion and design. But these are the important things, girls, to walk with your shoulders high and proud, and this is all the time. Around Northeast High School, this is the favorite walk. And you've just got to do something to conquer it. You really must. Handle yourself beautifully. When you stop for applauses here for a turn, put your foot back and put your shoulders back. In other words, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not trying to hide in the corner. I'm beautiful. I have everything in control. All right?
Mrs. C, are you going to have music playing or anything?
Yes, there's going to be music on Friday. It's a very short time on Friday. Now, when you turn, this is the favorite turn, kids. Now, watch it. Watch it. This is the way they go here. You come along and say... Now, you're not here to show your derriere. Therefore, if you're showing your backside on the stage at all, it's merely a quick turn in this fashion. Miss Fisher did it, a kind of a swing turn, all right? And watch these feet. Don't...
It's almost as if they had set out in life to fail. But I also believe one of the reasons is most people don't understand this thing called money. See, I think it's all right to have money as one of your goals. Occasionally I speak to people and they say, well, I don't want to make a lot of money. You know, I believe a man or a woman that would say that would lie about other things too.
Thank you.
will come to you when you are doing the right thing.
Tithing is giving away 10% of the material income. If you make $1,000, give $100 of it away. If someone gives you something worth $1,000, give $100 and take more valuable assets away. Why? By tithing, you make a small check to the government.
I found out that someone had told the 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters at Fort Sam Houston to stand down that day.
But it's all...
You know, I'm glad. I need the rest.
As far as I know what Kimball did, he was convicted of it.
He says it was a one-armed man. Now you've got a one-armed man in custody. Is that the guy that killed his
wife? I have no idea.
Come on, how many one-armed men are there?
At this point, there are a lot of one-armed men.
Have you made a mistake?
Kimball,
the one-armed
man. That's what one-armed man is also there. I've never seen so much that I've been around here a long time. I've seen that much police.
You got a deadline to play the weather over again.
Tell Samuel Girard I'm going home now. I'm taking my vacation.
Break is here. It's all
clear. Everybody clear.
Dr. Kimball.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, where is that thing?
See those hands, Doctor.
Down in Australia when the Waco debacle ended, and I was very bummed because I thought that was the most fascinating story of the year, bar none. And everyone was so upset with that guy because he called himself Jesus, right? And I said, come on, you know, the guy's real name is Vernon. Let him be Jesus for a couple of months, you know what I mean? What's it to you? Who's going to follow a Messiah named Vernon anyway? You got to be Jesus. That's part of the Messiah deal. And Vernon's fake. Yeah. What are we doing? I'm following Vernon. Where y'all going? To the drive-in. Joe Bob Briggs in the movie was real good. Vernon's going. He's my Messiah. He said he'd get us some beef jerky. I follow Vernon. Isn't that weird, though? People always snap and think they're Jesus. How come no one ever snaps and thinks they're Buddha? Particularly in America, where more people resemble Buddha than Jesus.
Oh,
I'm Buddha. You're Bubba. I'm Buddha now. All I got to do is change two letters on my belt. Bubba. Buddha. Come over here and read my scripture. Vernon's a false prophet. Buddha Bubba's the real man.
But I was in Australia, and the Australians had a big contingency at the Branch Davidian compound. And I'm from Texas, so they were very curious. They were asking me all about it. You know, oh, this guy's so weird, isn't he? This guy, Koresh, is so weird. And I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Frustrated rock musician with a messianic complex, armed to the teeth, and trying to fuck everything that moves. I don't know how to tell you this. It sounds like every one of my friends in Austin. I don't know if this is going to be an isolated incident. I'm looking for Will Sexton to build a compound somewhere. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what...
Question.
The oldest one of all. But in the beginning, didn't God create Adam to love him? I love you. Don't kill me.
That their husband died at war. They kind of knew. Mothers know what's going on in their kids' bodies. Intuition is something normal. It's a normal physiological process that's not just in our brain, but in our body and our sleep at night.
Black girl here taking care of her grandma because her mom was a crackhead?
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was smack, though.
Austin name, I picked it out of a hat. Pick your own Austin guitarist and have fun with the joke. But I thought the whole thing was an absolute disaster and a debacle. And if any of y'all have been watching public access and seen the footage, which was not shown on any major news media source, of the tanks, Bradley tanks, shooting fire into the compound, which I think went against the party line story, which was that they shot tear gas in order to help the mothers and the children to get out, to convince them, while they're destroying the compound, they're getting the mom and children out.
The Lord has made for me my soul is cabling to this whole body. Yes, it is. And when it is then, the man who made the jail. Soul. Yeah. Be able to
Soft sell is definitely the FBI's way. And anyway, so the major news said that the Branch Davidians started the fire. If I'm not mistaken, correct me when I go off the story here. And that the Branch Davidians started the fire, and all they did was shoot in tear gas. And yet I've seen with my own eyes and my squeegee third eye footage of a Bradley tank shooting fire into the compound, which... Isn't that odd that no major news source has picked up on that? How do you think that's newsworthy? Because that basically means that the government, from the FBI, the ATF, up to Janet Reno, including Clinton, are liars and murderers. And wait, there's more. And I mean, the implications are vast. You know, and if the ATF and FBI had any honor, if there was any honor left or dignity on this planet, they would commit Harry Caray while first admitting what they've done. They'd kill themselves because they are liars and murderers.
Oh, yeah. We had to bust the compound down because we heard child molestation was going on.
Yeah, if that's true, how come we don't see Bradley tanks knocking down Catholic churches?
I'm talking if child molestation is actually your concern.
Well, there's a methamphetamine lab on this. Another one. And not one child came out of there saying they were molested. Not one child. They don't want the voice of reason spoken, folks, because otherwise we'd be free. Otherwise we wouldn't believe their fucking horseshit lies, nor the fucking propaganda machine, the mainstream media, and buy their horseshit products that we don't fucking need, become a third world consumer fucking plantation, which is what we're becoming. Fuck them. They are liars and murderers. All governments are liars and murderers. And I am now Jesus. Now... And this is my compound.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just looking at your beautiful face there and that gorgeous colored blue hair. It looks absolutely lovely. Yeah. Do you keep it like that a lot, or is that something new?
It's something fairly new.
Fairly new. Okay. But you're quite happy with it at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah. You've come to see us in the, about making a film with us, and I understand that this is your first experience of being in front of a camera, being filmed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's great. Are you a little bit nervous about it?
Tiny bit, not much. But
not much. You've given it some thought before you got here.
Yeah.
Okay, love. What made you decide to try adult movies?
Yes.
Kind of kinky. You've thought about it before?
When I was younger, but I
wasn't. Oh, you've waited a little while. Until you got to the right age to try it. What age did you say you were? What age did you say you were?
19.
You're 19. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice age to be. It's a long time since I was 19, but still, never mind. You don't stay 19 forever. But it's a very delightful age. Do you ever watch adult movies?
Very upset with it because, again, it was based on hyperbole, sensationalism.
Oh, sure.
And the problem is when the public sees a movie about you.
I know.
Regardless if it's true or not,
I know.
That's the image that's going to be etched into the mind of the public.
I know. So you're saying there's really no.
Only a couple.
And only ones that my ex-boyfriend put on.
Oh, did they ever turn you on?
Some of them did.
What sort of things within the movie turned you on? I know some of them are a little bit slow or silly or something, but there must be something.
Women are
women. Oh, do you ever experiment with other women?
I turned three women lesbian.
Oh my goodness, you're a naughty person there. I know about lesbian, totally. I mean, you know, like us poor guys being locked out of the scene, that's three more pussies that ain't available to us. I don't know about that.
They're available to me.
Oh, okay. There's, yeah, well, you know. Yeah, okay. We all look after number one first, I suppose.
Yep.
seat like this. If you want to test this, girls, if you want to test this, look down the long corridor, right across here sometime, from one end to the other. And watch the kids come up the hall, and this is the way they come. All you girls. You see, whereas if you get your feet, you get your weight right straight over your feet and walk, one almost in front of the other, you're doing something for yourself, okay?
Poppers is a slang term for various substances known as nitrites, also sometimes referred to as aromas, or by trade names such as Bolt, Rush, Liquid Gold, and so on. They are all volatile compounds whose vapors, when inhaled, cause rapid but temporary enlargement of the blood vessels, resulting in increased heart and breathing rates, muscle relaxation, and the characteristic rushing feeling in the head. The original form was amyl nitrite, first developed in the 1880s, and used as a treatment for angina. Its use as a recreational drug appears to date from the 1950s, when it was supplied in glass vials that were popped to release the vapor, hence the name. Most poppers available today are not amyl, but acyl, diethyl or propyl nitrites, all chemically similar compounds with identical effects that were developed to circumvent legislation prohibiting its sale.
QY CG and BVM COVAX and COVAX and comma ATAR 7R O less than E plus I4J greater than D less than F IDC and 8F6P62 equals.
WZBC out of Newton. New metaphysics right now. And since time is an illusion, the show will never end. Unless you think about it differently, temporally, of course. And who the hell knows what it could be? It could just be, you know, whatever I want it to be. Who knows what that could be?
Good. I mean, Henry, did you see his face? He's so real.
He's not.
No, he's not.
I mean, inside he's like all the rest, isn't it?
100 miles of fiber, yeah.
But outside, he just looks so real.
WZBC.org, streaming audio. NewMetaphysics.com, of course. The mothership. Where it all began. And, of course, will happen again. And studio475.com/newmetaphysics.
If you decide to keep him, there's an imprinting protocol consisting of a code string of 7 particular words which need to be spoken to David in the predefined order that's been printed here. Now, Monica, for our own protection, this imprinting is irreversible. The robot child's love would be sealed, in a sense, hardwired, and would be part of him forever. Because of this, after imprinting, no mecha child can be resold. If an adopted parent should ever decide not to keep the child, they must return it to Cybertronics for destruction. I had to sign a letter of agreement, or they wouldn't even let you see David. You have to sign it, too, right here. Monica, don't imprint until you're entirely sure.
Silly man. Of course I'm not sure.
Boy, it all just goes whizzing by like rods, man. Where you from, fool? No, I wasn't born in Ghana, but Africa's my mama. And I did not end up here from bad karma. But people selling mad crack or rapping. Well, you know what Walter Cronkite would do now, man. He had credibility. Well, somebody's got to have it. WZBC out of Newton, in the United States. We're protected by amnesia from the full blow of the machine. At least, outwardly. 90.3 FM in the motherland here. Tin Man, actually. Who's counting? All the bodies have been kicked. Names taken. Ghosts buried. The time capsule. I blame it on the government, say it on the radio. And if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kids. Email for the major. Say again. Email for the major. Hey, I'm Ulysses around here.
And I'm here with one person who would like to introduce himself.
That's right.
What's up, y'all? This is E-Rock, repping the foundation.
Some people of color here.
Speaking
the mother tongue of the United States.
All right, I think music can motivate people in a positive way. I feel it does both.
If we connected with the Indians again, of course. And all the peoples of color before.
If they can hear the music, then it can motivate them.
The final end game had to be played. Finish the sucker off.
And whatnot. So yes, it can be, but no, it's not really being.
Who do you think
is some of the most... It's an Ebonics nation. United States of America.
I think a lot of people in the music industry are holding it down.
We're sitting on a sacred mound.
You gotta look at the Jay-Z and Nas battle, and I think Nas is coming with some consciousness as well.
Like everyone else, of course. He's not gonna carry it away.
You know, the mainstream commercial industry, you have to find it, it's there, and it's a matter of what you take from it. But I think a lot of people in the music industry would love to perpetuate stereotypes through the music. I think people like Dead Prez and groups like Mos Def, Talib Kweli are definitely, you know, changing that up in the industry.
Do you think that music can organize and mobilize people around a common goal and struggle in the year 2002?
No doubt. I really feel it does. Like, if you look at, like, the Democratic Convention, the way that it was, where that people protested
sitting
with the
down here at the American powwow.
And you look at the way that music
Electronic Global Village and then some.
The struggle. It's also used to keep, like, you know, corporate America
Mr.
on top. It's used for the negative, but I think that it's also
McLuhan, like
positive.
All the visionaries of
the industry just doesn't want to tap into
end game.
It's definitely out there, but if you look back at people like
way ahead of their time,
enemies, don't believe the hype was getting radio
conceptually, of course.
KRS-One, and now people are just like, you know, they realize that they're losing people, and that's when they messed up.
Won't truly be appreciated for
so, you know, now we just need to
a world to come, which
radio.
Is coming in right now.
Nah, cuz y'all don't even understand what's going down here. Project Hip Hop, Urban Echo, bring you the hardest
coming
bosses.
Into phase,
listen to the streets.
Which is no phase at all, I'm afraid. Here on the great plains of humankind. Except there's water here. The magic. In physical form.
It's better move they fam, move they grams, I'm coming like the
well,
summer fam.
Ambassador,
in my hands. Early morning, you and your man step in the plan. Got me laying low, sitting too deep in the van.
Newton, Massachusetts,
coming, but it's life in demand. Like
home of
your
the
man is caught in the jam.
Big Newton,
nowhere, gun smoke in the air.
Definitely,
yeah, they can help you there. Ain't no chance to shoot a flare, get your neighbors aware.
Got too bad there's this
scared, trying to wave your bear. Gunshot to be
1,000 years UK. War going on culturally here in the northeastern part of the landmass.
Hey, what up, yo? This is Rahel holding it down for Urban
this
Echo.
Could be
echo,
a cool
echo.
Ebonics gathering place of a peculiar American kind, which I wouldn't mind seeing, except it's obliterated with a. With a blight of mind fraud, Irish and English. One should never be in the majority because it will dominate one way. The other one best left as a minority, but in this case, even a false illusion of a majority. Well, they're not all that false, and went apeshit with it, actually. Kind of ugly. What are you going to do? It's just another ugly group of Americans out on the pasture. By degree. Like country music. This could be a great gathering area, more of a refined intellectual group of jazz people. Kind of a mental utopia type area for high altitude thinking. You know how cool that is. Not for the squeamish, of course. It's very extreme in its kind of way. Reverse extreme kind of way.
To provide you with the guidance emotionally, spiritually, from the start. Children gotta be there for a reason so you
man,
can talk to them
great.
In the dark. And with all the more wrong on your part, and with
all
the more pain
like
in your
basketball
heart,
all the time. Hot jazz.
Sometimes children
and all the trimming. You know, if we're going to have a we currently have fun. Right here, lose your self-respect, and go days be bleeding. It's just a season for just to get by, for just to get high, without no meaning. Shout out to war, electro promo, and don't let one of my children get hurt just because I was in Hawaii. I'm still here, listening, sweatless white, poreless white skin. I'm a child of the course of mentally disordered for a lifetime. From too much animal food and buying in a little too strong biologically to the white one world man dream. Being a peon to science, the new religion, improving the point of science, which is God cannot exist. We're living proof by doing it all ourselves. Which is hard to do, really, but it's being emulated right now. Such are the wonders of metaphysics.
This is Alita X, the Irish mommy, bringing a smoothness to Urban Echo.
Allow the entire reality. Simple concept. And it packs a wallop. It's carrying very strong throw weights, so don't mess around with it.
Coming soon to that store near you. I'm saying, man, what's really going down?
Supported our manager, and we always have supported our manager, and you know, that's not true.
True to your own emotions will be worth big.
I don't agree with all the. I don't agree with all. That's water under the dam. I don't agree with all the.
Quite a lot of.
With all the discipline on the team.
Abundance of stuff.
I don't agree with all the.
Lots of things.
By and large, Jimmy did a good job. By and large, I think Jimmy did a good job. You know, stuff that's not true.
So that Irish, English. Turf war thing going on hot and heavy back there in the power corridors of movie reality. So I personally don't know about the power corridors, and, except from the media, mostly nonfiction. And I kind of like that impression. That's all I've got. If I don't have that, power corridors might not even be there. Listen to this carefully. Backwards and forwards at the same time, and also be under it, watching it go by. You know, the usual way to fly.
Dollars them. N at J49 at Y asterisk 98 A dollars C11 slash QR2T at ad.
Oh man, that's sexy. She really gets me hot. She'll say whatever I want her to say. Such are the powers today. It's all legal in court, my friends. And I can prove it. Such a sexy thing to do. It's kind of like male homosexuality as considered a bad thing, of course. You know, the official... Because there's so many levels of officialdom today. Different levels of media, qualities of credibility of various media. Because, you know, who has friends anymore? It's all electronic sperm scoreboard. Everyone today, listen to me carefully. Everyone today, human, alive on the planet, is a male homosexual. It's true. If you play the logic with its illogical spiral field all around it, and you do it as stand-up, which is a very credible strain of philosophy, that's a very high probability of how it could sound. I'm telling you. When you start creating reality, it's, you know, without all the propaganda. It's a freeway out there. Like the, Autobahn. Only way to fly. Think your way straight through the Black Forest. Forwards and backwards. And the reference triage. Don't forget that. That's the ebonical herb that makes all the difference, of course. In a loving kind of way. Do it to me, baby. Come on.
NJU greater than asterisk L7 greater than 1 hyphen greater than.
Oh, baby. Oof. Should see what she's wearing, too. Because she's in on some kind of apparatus downstairs.
The masked man had explained everything to Sheriff Reardon, that they'd sighted Tonto's signal fire high up on a mountain slope.
There's a signal over to the left. You think it's Tonto?
I'm sure it is. Three of you leave the posse there. I'll take this side trail and come in from the other direction. Come on, kill them.
They now have no medicinal use except as an antidote to carbon monoxide poisoning, and in many places their legality is uncertain. Some people claim they can tell the difference between the effects both of different brands and different compounds, but in truth there is little to choose between them except for their strength. Poppers are difficult to obtain in the USA, but in most of Europe, they can still be bought openly in sex shops, many gay venues, and by mail, supplied in small bottles and typically costing around Great Britain £5, DS Marks 12, USA $7.50 for 15-25 milliliters. recent changes in British law have meant that some kinds can only be sold by pharmacists, but this does not seem to have affected their general availability.
Telephony in the U.S., 617-552-4686. If you're a high flyer, you can talk right into the radio and out back to planet Earth. Only 8 cents per minute. Peak hours. Prime numbered days. If you have certificates, which, if they were mailed to you, would have had to have been sent in 3 weeks prior to the beginning of the request period, which could go on for eternity. Just thinking of a corporate career I might have had, doing some sort of lower middle executive paperwork or meeting attending, an expense account using, if I was successful at this. It's hard to imagine. You can dream.
Popper's reputation as a sex aid and their popularity on the gay scene arise from their muscle-relaxing abilities.
Here's another one for you, my friends. I can't tell you how marvelous philosophically it is to have that concept in our system. It's pure genius. Must be a miracle. How did we deserve something like that? Added with a box. And the 5-note oriental scale is not bad either. All the colors. Have a wide palette, you know. A broad range, dynamic scanning. Very fast scan. So fast you wouldn't believe it.
Particularly effective on sphincter muscles and can assist in anal play and fisting.
Ah, with this landmass could have been nice western direction for the harvest. Nice laid back kind of west coasty kind of thing. Mixed with, you know, all the races coming together and stuff. A big experiment. Which is kind of an unusual thing. Although all the northern imperialist countries have their peoples of color emigrate to those homelands now and seek to undermine the tensile strength of the core concepts of the dominator country. Just the relationships of the agent elements is different in different places. Here we have a very interesting one, where the minority that's being persecuted by the dominator culture actually has a metaphysical governing and penetrating ability, sort of a policing responsibility for the for the other. The minority has that. So that really agitates the majority dominator, the white race overlay, mélange culture. So in their need and demand to dominate the minority, Ebonic culture, and the feminine culture in general, done so with a little bit extra torque on the full extension of the punching hand fist. And that's the extra torque that counts. Makes all the difference. That spinal snap off of energy. But such is the frothing, spiced up brew, Global Village, American style, microcosm.
Some people also find the head rush and the effects on breathing arousing in themselves.
But it is reversed, balance is restored, truth, beauty, and wisdom will roam freely through all the lands. The interesting part, though, is never the linear-only plot. As interesting as that may be, like modern technology. But what's happening here? Who got in the house? Have no idea what that is. Or where it's coming from. Oh. Keep an eye on it. Because the really interesting part is such a philosophical rundown, I can't tell you. Well, I actually can, but you have your version. It's the priorities, my friend. Revise the priorities. Because it is holographic. Everybody has a full hand. Of course. Only good. It's only good and better, of course, since it's a binary system. It's good and better instead of good and bad. That's so blasé and passé. Of course, anyone knows that. Anyone who's got a pair hanging down, that is. Or one big rod. Your cartoon. Pretty much by far the greatest graphic medium for a long time now. I mean, movies got other baggage hanging all over them. And a lot of the mass media arts had been bogged down by the bad dream for a long time, so comic books, baby. Movies for the free. Open source movies. And we don't need no damn DVD. If they were cheaper, it would help them. A damn capitalist economy is still in there. You know, like a rash. A very bad rash. Like the singing detective kind of rash. Bad.
Yes, and then, Earth used them to help them endure difficult or painful activities. Others find their effects totally unpleasant and avoid them. Poppers can be sniffed straight from the bottle. The usual technique is to place the bottle neck beneath one nostril, taking care not to get the liquid on the nostril itself. Close the other nostril with a finger and take a couple of deep breaths, then mug it with the other nostril.
Philosophically, it's the greatest. Like a giant sex climax in all of your bodies. There's quite a few of them. Not all of them. Inside the physical body, of course. That would be so boring, wouldn't it? That's all we had. Yikes. It's like a News Corp kind of product. I think Fox News Corp knows less about media even than Microsoft, who are like hog farmers of media content. They just herded them up like so many truckloads of tadpoles in the spring with a hope and a prayer. It takes American cow worship to a whole nother level, but an American one, of course. In the flux state that we're in. Because even a male copulating alone produces a decent amount of fluid. Keep it interesting. It goes on.
Jimmy Wave. Oh, we support Jimmy Wave. Oh, we support Jimmy Wave.
Tyler dreamed up new homework assignments.
Sorry.
In the Tibetan philosophy, Sylvia Plath sends the word. I know we're all dying, right? But you're not dying the way Chloe back there's dying.
So?
The artists are coming out like prairie dogs, coming out of their holes. And they're so cute. They're cuddly. But of course, people will be being creative all over the freaking place, so no need for an art scene or anything. That's so blasé. So, been done. Come on. What are you, cows or lemmings? I can't make up your mind. Yeah. And let's not forget the Latin touch now. That Spanish thing just mushroomed all over the place down there. Gotta bring that up a couple of levels. Get that in there. It's hot in the summer, man. So a really multicultural experiment could really be pretty cool. If we only had one. Or is it simmering under there? It's rolling around.
Yeah, I've seen you. I saw you with melanoma, I saw you had tuberculosis, I saw you had testicular cancer.
I saw you practicing this.
Practicing what?
Telling me off. Is it going as well as you hoped?
What do you like them to do to you?
I really enjoy them.
Oh, what, kissing your tits?
Yeah, I'm
liking the balls and pitching at them, playing with them. Oh. That was a lie at the beginning. Why would anybody be necessarily watching him? They're always covering for him anyway. But we knew that wasn't true because when Rokar got there, shortly after 3 o'clock, Rokar goes to that back alley and he sees Risky, who's back there then. Remember, Rokar sees Risky in the back alley. Rokar doesn't even see Furman for like a half hour after he gets there, he says. And all of a sudden, Furman shows up.
I feel like I've made some really good decisions, and I have some long-term goals, which I'm just plinking and plunking towards. It's not like the world is changing for me tomorrow. I just have some long-term goals now to finish my master's, and then when I finish that, I'll start looking for a job administering at or managing an organization. And my job is fine at the veterinary clinic until I decide to make a major change, and I don't know, life suddenly feels like it makes sense again.
In so doing, and to discover directly that we're a whole lot more than the limited concept that we have bought into.
They're saying that.
Because what happens when we die, as we're accustomed to, we go to about the third overtone of the fourth dimension. And we've been doing that for about 13,000 years now, hanging out there and then at the appropriate moment coming back via reincarnation. But the thing is that when we die and go there, we don't have the memory of having been here. And when we're here, we don't have the memory of having been there.
I didn't take a bother to look at the... I figured they're near the hot dogs. I'm sorry, there's a couple pouches by the hot dogs. Doesn't it look like mustard, yellow and red?
Yeah, you're fucking high on crack!
Oh, yeah, I'm high on crack.
Oh, I could easily have made the same mistake.
I mean, they're right next to the hot dogs, please. Fucking give me your fucking
bag. Oh, but I'm so high maintenance, aren't I? I'm eating fucking taco paste and lemon juice, for Christ's sake, and I'm happy!
Auf jeden Fall
Mund weit aufmachen, aber das macht er eigentlich schon von ganz alleine, vor allem wenn es merkt, worum es geht.
Es wittert die Nahrung.
Es wittert die Nahrung, wollte ich nicht sagen. So, wieder. Und dann holst du ihn einfach raus und dann versuchst du dir den Mund zu winkeln. Also du solltest schon treffen, weil das Marsmädchen mag es nicht so, wenn alles daneben geht.
Was ja sicherlich auch für den Boden nicht so gut ist.
Ja.
Und hier einige Nährstoffe verloren gehen.
Ja.
Du, Rudi, dass du sowas kannst, ich hab ja sowas ja noch nie gemacht.
Ja, Dieter, du versuch's doch mal.
Ja, ja, ja.
Versuch doch einfach auch mal.
Ich sehe das schon, aber ich weiß nicht, ob ich das kann.
Ach, versuch's doch einfach mal.
Ja, ich hab sowas noch nie gemacht, aber wenn du es mir sagst, das kann ja dann nicht so schwer sein.
Ach, du musst es einfach mal versuchen, Dieter. Das erste Mal ist es ein bisschen komisch, aber dann wirst du schon sehen. Es läuft wie geschmiert. Viel Spaß zu düngen.
Alles an kleiner Sache.
Gießen.
Tonto's signal fire had been the result of many hours of painstaking work for the stalwart Indian. For just a few minutes before he'd reached the place where it was now burning, Bart Lynch had threatened his helpless captive.
All right, Weaver. You might as well start talking now.
I've got nothing to say, Lynch.
Bring him up, Bart. Let's get moving.
Oh, not yet.
Come on.
I want to pry a little information out of that double-crossing skunk. You're a United States Marshal, ain't you? Joined up with my gang so you could tip off the lawman.
You seem to know all the answers.
Sure I do. Now, who you been reporting to?
Nobody.
Yes, you have. After that bank job in Gunnison, you let yourself get caught. Because you knew your friend the sheriff from Larimer would come over and get you out.
If you're so sure of it, why ask me?
Well, I'm sure of one thing. In about 2 minutes, I'm going to see a United States Marshal get his neck stretched. Bring over the rope, boys.
Hey, Bart.
What's wrong with you?
Look, there's a tree caught afire about 50 feet down the slope.
How did that happen? One of you hombres must have pitched a cigarette down there.
Come on, let's get this lawman set
still needs a lot of work.
What are you doing?
Your muscles have atrophied. We're rebuilding them.
Why my eyes, sir?
You've never used them before.
This takes him out of check. Put the Black King on A7 again. Another move that'll take Black out of check is to put a piece between himself and the attacking bishop. Black can move his knight to square B6 in order to break the check.
But all that isolation tank stuff went out in the 60s with Timothy Leary and all them other gurus.
Jason, will you shut up for a minute and let somebody else say something?
What happens during these blackout periods is you get the feeling of phenomenal acceleration, like you're being shot out over millions, billions of years. Time simply obliterates. You sense the hallucination is going on, but you get no images. Well, I want to break through that blackout barrier. I want to know what those images are that I know are going on, but I can't see. We can't raise the dosage of the drug because we're close to toxic levels now. So the only way to intensify the experience is to take the 200 milligrams in conjunction with the tank.
There's a lot more things I'd like to do to that drug before you take it again. I'd like to do a half-life determination.
That would take a year.
The transport system. I'd like to find the analogs.
All I know is this Mexican stuff is an extraordinary substance, and every instinct I have tells me I'm under something hot here. And another 200 milligrams isn't going to kill anybody.
You know, this is all silly.
The statue. That, of course, is something that we put in the square.
See, that was actually my mom. I had
heard
some complaints that, you know, how can you open a shock lottery and never see money being exchanged over the counter? It was right there.
For all time, we can point to it.
Disappointed that I didn't get to have the kind of relationship I wanted to with Michael, but my life is going on nonetheless, and just, you know, whatever will be, will be. How are we doing on this tape? We're doing well. So I kind of wonder if you're driving around in a rental car somewhere with me in the tape deck, or if you're listening to me at home. I don't know, but
because here is the light, the light, the light, the light. Every mystic in the world has seen the light, that brilliant, blazing energy, brighter than 1,000 suns, which is locked up in everything. Now imagine this. Imagine you're seeing it. Like you see aureoles round Buddhas. Like you see the beatific vision at the end of Dante's Paradiso. Vivid, vivid light, so bright that it's like the clear light of the void in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's beyond light. It's so bright.
But it's really hard for an author to pay back emotionally, you know, in the same way that a reader would write in. How have you handled that?
University. Well, Chomsky came around to this class. He made a very powerful case that the press underplayed the fact that the Indonesian government annexed this former Portuguese colony in 1975. And that if you compare it, for example, with Cambodia, where there was acreage of things, that this was a communist atrocity, whereas the other was not a communist atrocity. Well, I got quite interested in this, and I went to talk to the then deputy foreign editor of the Times. And I said, you know, we've had very poor coverage on this. And he said, you're absolutely right. There are a dozen atrocities around the world that we don't cover. This is one for various reasons. So I took it up.
I was working as a reporter and writer for a small alternative radio program in upstate New York. And we received audio tapes of interviews with Timorese leaders. And we were quite surprised that given the level of American involvement, that there was not more coverage, indeed practically any coverage, of the large-scale Indonesian killing in the mainstream American media. We formed a small group of people to try to monitor the situation and see what we could do over time to alert public opinion to what was actually happening in East Timor.
I wrote first an editorial called An Unjust War in East Timor. It had a map, and it said exactly what had happened. We then ran a dozen other editorials on it. They were read, they were entered in the Congressional Record, and several congressmen then took up the cause, and then something was done in Congress as a result of this.
The fact that the editorial page in the New York Times on Christmas Eve published that editorial put our work on a very different level. And it gave a great deal of legitimacy to something that we were trying to advance for a long time, and that was the idea and the reality that a major tragedy was unfolding in East Timor.
You'll see it's just not true. It's more the wear and tear on those plans I think you made for me to try to get through to you. And me, I never believed they told me love was sweeter. Like to take my need, and then I like to think of you the way you like to think of him and what is going through. And whether it was really you I was trying to get down. Thank you.
Would you like me to sleep now?
Good idea. Good idea. Monica?
Well, it's late, you know, after 9. So,
yeah.
How late do they let you stay up?
I can never go to sleep. But I can lie quietly and not make a peep.
So, those pajamas will fit you, and we'll be in to check on you first thing in the morning.
Dress me?
You know, I'm going to say goodnight while you boys be boys.
One is called resurrection and the other is called ascension. And so the key always is consciousness. No matter if you're speaking individually or collectively, the key is always consciousness. And more specifically, the key to consciousness, as I can see it, is the conscious use of the mind and of the breath.
$3. JL7P at XM.7L1 at OE9 greater than 8 plus T hyphen percent. Dollars. Grav XM6M KCX carried at CNCHNRS asterisk HWX number H1 Grav XMC at less than 0012E.
Seconds and subside within a couple of minutes.
Back emotionally, you know, in the same way that a reader would write in. How have you handled that?
I think it was most difficult for me when Desert of the Heart came out, because, of course, that was a little book out there all by itself without any other books for people to turn to. When you get a letter from a distressed reader, or a reader who feels you're the only person in the whole world who understands them, there really isn't very much you can do. You know, when someone is writing you from South America saying they're about to kill themselves and only you can help, it's horrifying. And I think that it was the greatest burden to me after that book came out. I don't get as many distressed letters anymore. I get many more happy, celebrating letters, which are much easier to deal with.
You can help to bring peace to that area. But there's a way to do it. You know, every time one of the Palestinians comes strapped with a bomb, the response from the Israeli government is the use of F-16 planes, which are American tanks from America, helicopter gunships from America, rockets from America. The Palestinians have nothing to defend themselves with. So they are so exhausted and exasperated. Think about that. Strapping bombs to themselves, making themselves a weapon.
People. We were the beautiful people. And I guess in the 80s, maybe there aren't just as many beautiful people.
It's out to the van. A lot of groupies tonight. All ages, colors, species, and worlds of reality. Kind of a congressional meeting in the van. A lot of responsible things to be administered to there. Roadies will round up the gear, hardware, and sci-tech equipment on loan from the Black Ops, part of Office of Naval Intelligence. Paying for the whole thing. Part of a long-running experiment. Not really an experiment anymore. But they keep calling it that. They stopped doing the remote viewing, at least officially, but this disinformation stuff, this will go on forever. Even after the last gasp of free thought is squelched out, it'll still go on, just to make sure. So don't worry about it. The WZ multi-global network, part of the real internet, and phased down quite a few for the regular, mostly Microsoft internet. It sucks. It's a blight. A blight of major proportions. And, only a small number of people know about it. That's how much of a blight it is. Those are the toughest ones. Right? Metaphysics.com, of course. It's a rod-shaped Mothercraft-sized vehicle holding many little daycraft new metaphysics programs. Kind of like a big egg. Can crack open on you at any time. If you have any good audio sources on the internet, give me an email. GaryG4@Mac.com. Important message. GaryG4@Mac.com. For the consciousness impaired out there. This is just about everybody. You. All of you. Just about. Just you never know. You never know. What a concept. You never really need to know or want to know or consider it having meaning, perhaps. You can know anything. That's the law. You gotta follow the law out there. Have access to everything. Of course. Except private things, which you don't really want to intrude on. And then, of course, all the really private things that you can never intrude on. The partial paradox interface there. One of many. Many paradox interface nodes or little crossroads inserts. Kind of things, but good. What's bad? The only reason there's any bad is because people want to have adventures with bad by choice. Of course, when that subconscious gets a little tricky, but you get my drift. A little ebb there. So watch out, there could be a homicide behind any number of things right near you. Just keep that in mind now. All my sperm trails running dry here. Been dry heaving the last several climax phase clusters. Some of them triple word scores too, I might add. Let me take that into consideration. Because, you know, one of the biggest minorities and culturally biased against subgroups today are wise people. People with wisdom who employ genius thinking. Which anyone can do, of course. Everyone should do. They want to get their rocks off. Big time. It's like sex they never told you about. You never found out about it. And it's exponentially even better than that, of course, because many more faculties are involved and so forth. I don't know. Terrain thing. Time and space and everything. You know how it is around here. It's thick. Thick metaphysical concept weather. Like at high altitude. If you go up that high. should be a milk toast of some kind. Or a mill towner. Mainlining that mill town straight in the neck. Get right in there. In the temple, maybe. Right in the eyeball. Under the eye. Right in there. Up the nose. And long needle. Nah. It's overrated. So I leave you now. Electron trail drying up on us. Temporal black triangle. Bermuda Triangle. Spinning right in underneath here. Let's jump in and get all sloshy. Do this squishy squish. But synesthetically, of course, which involves everything. Don't leave anybody out now. Except those things best excluded. You know what they are. So, broadcasting with phallic technology all the way. Hanging way, way over. Cantilevered out there. Ready to drop. But it can't be a thing of beauty if perceived correctly. Which is your right as a human being. It should run for office already. No PR. No Madonna-style PR factory. The best Jews in the business. A little cunt. Get out of my media sphere. It's been a butt encroachment of the masculine kind by her. Not attractive. Not. Should put one more knot in there. Keep the rational line going. Stream of sperm. Ticking off electron values. Using about 1 billionth of the spectrum. Bring a little ether into the picture now. A little magnetism. Some plasma. A little energy. Irrationality, and of course, an empowered imagination. Given free rein because of the following law. Anything that can be imagined can be realized. That is the law. Unenforced, however, as are all real laws, except by the feedback mechanisms, of course, directed by ourselves. Self-governance. Nothing so bad about that. So, until SciTech, forget hydrogen, that's an intermediary. Until SciTech, friends, we'll whack that old monkey down, regular. A big redwood tree, and keep whacking her. Until that day. It'll be erratic. Well, exponential. You know how good that can be.